Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Stewart seemed appropriate to say goodbye. But again, I'm going to be on the station. I'm handcuffed to the Doppler. They let me, you know, bathroom breaks. And anyway, I'm going to be covering weather for CCO, and I'm okay with that. I'm also going to have some time to spend with my seventh and last company. I sold a company, Chris, back in January to a company from Finland. And ever since then, I was kind of thinking, you know, there might be an appropriate time to dial things back a notch or two. And I was and am worried about Jordana. I didn't want to do anything that would leave her in the lurch or add to everything that's on her plate right now.
Yeah, so, you mentioned that to me several times, that when all of these changes came down and you wanted to make sure that your number one priority was not you. It was her with everything that she had gone through. And I mean, this is a very selfish and narcissistic business. Like, there are a lot of people that just care about themselves. And when you're done with that day part or that partnership or whatever, done. It's like you didn't even exist. I get a genuine sense of friendship between you two. And I mean, it's just so hard in this business when you have that genuine connection, and especially when maybe you don't agree on everything and you don't see eye to eye. That mutual respect, Paul, it's hard to come by, and especially in today's day and age. You just don't see it.
Yeah. No, Jordana is like a sister, and I'm just glad there's a place for her here at CCO going forward, and she's going to be amazing with Adam. So I'm happy about that.
Yeah, if you don't mind, I know we've been taking text messages about Roe v. Wade and everything. We've also had people that have been weighing in on the text line, and I know that you don't want me to read this.
Must you?
But I'm going to turn off your microphone
just
if I have to.
Just read the bad ones.
Yeah, there's too many to mention. Yeah. Somebody said, Paul, I'm going to congratulate you on setting your sights on fulfilling everything. I wish I had a way to give back to you everything that you've given to me. Best to you, Elizabeth. Somebody else, I agree with Tim Lammers, Hall of Fame for Paul. Hey, Paul, this is Wolf. Just wanted to say you've been my weather hero since 86. You save lives and have enriched Minnesota with weather science and your quirky and awesome personality. You've done an awesome job in your life, and I hope you taking over the linchpin seat. Well done, Wolf. You'll continue his stargazing spots that he used to do. Thank you, Paul, for enriching my life and Minnesota's life as well. Right back, I'm chasing the beer truck.
Thank you, Wolf. Very nice.
It's been a pleasure to listen to you, and just a lot to – and people also thanking you for sharing your dad. They treasure his stories, and they're appreciative of the memories. So there's a lot of great stuff in the banter that people are going to miss with you and Jor.
Well, I'll still be around, and yeah, thank you, Chris, for sharing the good ones. hey, look, I'm not going to drag this out too long.
just long enough. It has been an honor hanging out with you for 5 years on this legendary station I grew up listening to. Sitting in this seat for 3 hours every afternoon with Jordana. But, Jor had her own seat. That would have been awkward. We had two seats, two microphones. It's been a while since we've been together in the studio. And look, it's been a crazy time to be on talk radio, juggling pandemics and riots and wars and insurrections. I want to thank all of you for weighing in with your thoughts and opinions. And I want to thank a long line of experts for coming on our show to help navigate through these convulsions of breaking news with perspective and context. And again, I want to thank my 91-year-old pop, Volker, for sharing his remarkable stories and reminding us why we can never forget the lessons of history. Unlike me, he is a gifted storyteller. I wish I had his memory, too. Ciccio gave me the runway, the time to share his stories from World War II Germany, and the lessons he brought with him to America. Look, my take, and I'm biased, I did the TV thing. Radio is tougher. I think there will always be a place for talk radio, and specifically, News Talk 830. You made us think, and you made us laugh. My best moments on the air were spent talking with good people doing amazing things. We always hear about the bad. Jor and I go back and forth. I continue to believe that most people are fundamentally good. That's one of my takeaways from this nonstop merry-go-round of mayhem. In spite of the darkness, the light, the good, always prevails. Mistakes were made. Chris, we all make mistakes. It's part of the human condition. As a weatherman, I've made way more mistakes than the average human being. But as a meteorologist, that's how you learn. You don't learn out of a textbook. You make a mistake, you figure it out, you try not to make the same mistake again. It's the only way you're going to get better. Embrace your inner failure, because shame, look, the shame is not in failing. The shame is in not trying. Somebody way smarter than me once said, in your wounds lie your gifts, and in your failures lie your opportunities. My advice, wear your failures like medals. Get out of your bubble. Try new things. Don't be content with status quo. Ignore the naysayers. Keep the blinders on. When you fail, and if you try anything worthwhile, you will stumble and fail. Don't just fail. Fail forward. Learn, reload, pivot. Try again. Go in a different direction. Fail again. Fail better. And if you keep failing, if you keep putting yourself out there taking calculated risks, you will eventually surprise yourself and succeed. Maybe even beyond your wildest dreams. Look, my friend and radio co-host for the last 5 years, Jordana Green, is in the middle of the biggest fight of her life, recovering from a bone marrow transplant in her ongoing treatment for leukemia. For Jor, success means staying alive to fight another day. Failure, not an option. When I gripe about something stupid or trivial, I remember what Jor is going through and the immense courage it took for her to talk about this on the air. Thank you for lifting her up. Please keep Jordana in your prayers. I'm still going to be on the radio babbling about Doppler radar, chatting up the European model. I'll still be wrong a lot, but that comes with the turf. It's not for lack of effort. We really do try to get it right. I tell people, look, I'm not stepping out. I'm just stepping back to focus on my first true love, Mother Nature. She's a feisty one. I'm going to be tracking daily weather for CCO Radio, spending more time on my seventh and last weather company, Predictix, down in Eden Prairie. Seven companies is quite enough. Like many of you, I want to spend more time with my family, my friends, see the world, scratch that travel itch. Our sunrises and sunsets on this planet are numbered. Life is precious, way too short. Recently, somebody said, hey, Pauly D, you can always make more money. You can't make more time. He's right. And look, I'm a naive optimist. We live in a great country with great people. We are all pretty much the same. similar hopes, fears, and aspirations for ourselves and our kids. There's more that unites us than divides us. Remember that. You're not going to hear that on CNN or Fox News, but it's true. We all want the same things. In spite of all the problems and challenges we're facing, things will get better. In your own way, try to be part of the solution. I will try to do the same. I wish you health, happiness, and prosperity. In that order. The next chapter in Afternoon Drive on CCO starts Monday. And I know you're going to welcome Jason DeRusha with open arms. There is life after television. In fact, it gets better. I predict he is going to breathe new life into this station and into Afternoon Drive. Jason's humor, his wit, his intelligence, his curiosity are infectious. It's going to be amazing. Wait for it. On behalf of Jordana and DJ and Chris Tubbs, thank you. Thank you for coming along for the ride. And yes, the last few years have been a wild ride for all of us. May God continue to bless you and yours. And here's the deal. We got a little place up on Pelican. If I see at the lake, any lake, buy me a beer. Any beer. As long as it's cold. I'm not picky. Anything will do, really. I'll drink anything. Better yet, I'll buy you a beer. Trust me, I'm a weatherman. Hey, have a great weekend. Have a great life. See you up at the lake.
Closing time.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.